to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
For those of you who are looking for something or someone, this song...
Do you mind if I testify, tell you of the goodness of my Lord, share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors? You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, you see life is trying to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus, and he loves me. And I know this 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus, yet he loves me, and I know this 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no great love in the world.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production, doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits, new wine coming, get some of this, stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the scene of the...
Oh, y'all, come on, let's praise him in here. Y'all say y'all need a blessing, right? This song's for you.
Your blessing is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. If you hold out and keep the faith, your blessing is on its way. Tell us.
Come on, y'all.
May your blessing be on its way.
Telling promise I'm gonna stay right here. I'll never leave or walk away again. Here we go.
The blood still works. I know that's right. Oh, what a time we're having thus far. 27 minutes after the hour. And want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can join us right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, NFIRadio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live as well simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. And there you'll see our NFI network, and once you click that on, it takes you live right into our radio broadcast. Look, I'm excited about what God's doing. Pray that you are as well. And as I say over and over and over, reaching far and near around the world, we are on an international network. And we have millions tuning in each day to be delivered, set free, and healed in the name of Jesus. And what we're going to do, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. Once again, want to thank you so much with your messages that you send, your phone calls, your emails, as well as those of you we see in restaurant. We appreciate every kind word that you share to let us know that you're catching the wave. All right, well, let's continue with more great gospel music. Going down memory lane, this one right here, I know that this hit here is a very familiar hit.
I was reading my Bible the other day. It said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's what I'm working for, is eternal life. Lord, have mercy. There's somebody pushing me, boy. Oh,
sky. Hallelujah.
Y'all like that? Sing just a little bit with us. Come on. Rock of Ages.
Yes, Lord.
Help for me.
Yes,
Lord. Let me hide.
Yes, Lord.
Myself in thee.
Yes, Lord.
I get tired.
Yes, Lord.
Do you get weak?
Yes, Lord.
I get worn.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But I read.
Yes, Lord.
In your word.
Yes, Lord.
How you feed.
Yes,
the little bitty bird.
Yes, Lord.
And I tell you, Jesus.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NSI Radio Gospel
Cadillac. yes he did. By my faith of a mighty power, I'm on the rock at last. Meanwhile, see I sail no more.
No.
I'm up on the rock at last. Here on beach, but the resting place. I'm on the rock at last. I'm on the rock at last.
Hey,
that rock.
I'm on the rock at last. 15 minutes before the top of the hour, you are catching the wave, and we are live here from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Once again, want to remind those of you, you can lock in right here. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, NFIradio.com. Or you can join us on Facebook Live as well, simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. My, what a time we're having. We've got more all the way up to 5 o'clock today. And once again, want to thank you so much for locking in. And those of you in different states as well as different countries, we have listeners as far as Israel, Canada, Asia, China, Japan, all over the world. And as far as California, New York, Alabama, Kansas City, Chicago, right here in North Carolina, and New York. Once again, we thank you for locking in. And the numbers are continually going up. The stats are high. But we want you to know it's not about the numbers. It's about the souls and the lives of the people around the world. And that's what we're here for, to win souls for the glory of God through music and the word of God, that lives will be changed, souls will be set free and delivered in Jesus' name. We're going to continue with more music. I'm your host, the Anointed One. My pleasure.
Standing on the rock. Tell, O Lord. one and only.
The anointed one.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
How do I?
Robert. Listen, Robert. I want you, Gino, and Jeffrey to ease up to this mic. And I want y'all to sing this song for me. So many people have said, Willie, so go back and sing some of them old songs that y'all haven't sang in a long time. And I want y'all to take y'all time and sing this song just for me. And I mean y'all better sing it too. You hear me? Fellas, y'all take your time. Sing y'all.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
You're rocking with the best.
brothers, make some noise. Brothers, brothers, brothers. This is what you're gonna do. One, two, three.
Miracles.
and it feels like windows seat to the top. I wanna see my angel on my side. Then it feels just like hell. Feels like hell. Feels like Mike Jackson went moonwalking. Never came back. Prince met the king. Aaliyah fit both pages back. A penny with Rocky never get him. Paul Walker found it behind the pedal. And just like Nate Dogg, I pray the Lord that all my dogs go to heaven. Whether you working 9 to 5 or you trying to stay alive, home just sort of feels like homie in the pen, got no ink in this pen, one collect all feel like. Got a cap and gown or a bell in the gown. Mama hella proud, she's there too, Lord. They trying to sell you the cool, they trying to sell you these lies, they trying to sell you a song, I'm trying to sell you the sky. No, ooh. Bottles pop and it feel like windows seat to the top. I wanna see my angels so much time. Man, it feels just like, feel like, feel like, feels like Muhammad Ali had a match made in heaven. David Bowie met the good Reverend. I hear it's much nicer when Whitney Houston leads the choir. John Lennon in their white linen. James Dean in their white denim. And just like Molly Wayne's, I pray the six sit and go to six miles. Whether you get it from the good Lord or the drug Lord, everybody want that. Whether you get it from the bar or you're trying to raise the bar, everybody want a drink for that. Every great singer die before they time, or close their eyes while staring at their prime. The devil is a cop and the cop is a liar. I'll take the wings over chariots of fire. I'm nice to what?
No single space project in this period will be more impressive to mankind or more important, and none will be so difficult or expensive to accomplish.
Get involved. Your boarding pass is waiting at mission432.com.
Feel like heaven.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
gonna be changed. You can remain the same if you want to. Oh, I'm gonna be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Thank you.
than Jesus, than Jesus to me. Every time I look back over my life, there is nothing that is more precious than Jesus. I don't care what you put before me. Nothing means more to me than Jesus. I've been introduced to a whole lot of sinful activities in my life, but I didn't get excited because I knew for myself nobody but Jesus. I accepted him at an early age. Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus lives in me.
Oh!
13 minutes before the top of the hour, you're catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network, right here live from the studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. And we want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. For those of you, your very first time, you can join us right here. That's 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. simply by joining us on our website, nfiradio.com. Again, that's our website, nfiradio.com. And you can also join us on Facebook. That's right. You can join us on Facebook Live simply by going to NFI Radio Gospel Network on Facebook. I want to remind those of you to be sure to tune in to our television broadcast. That's every Friday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on RTN 22. That's Raleigh Television Network 22, where you can join us on our television broadcast live from the studios. And those of you, it's the top 10 video countdown of the month. Playing the old, the new quartet and contemporary jazz for you videos. And certainly, what a time we've been having. 26 years, the Lord has blessed us to come forward over the airways for television, and we thank God as he moved us into a wonderful, wonderful time to continually bring to you the very best in gospel videos around the world. All right, well, look, let's continue with more great gospel music. It's 10 minutes before the top of the hour. You are catching the wave.
I had a dream one night. I dreamed that I went home to live with Jesus. Can I get a witness? And when I got back, one of the first faces that I saw was Mama's face. I began to sing a song that I never sung in my life. And my song said, "Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I'd have made it over. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
I'd have made it
over.
And I don't know about you, but sometimes
I have cried.
But he wiped a tear
from my
yes, it did, y'all. And I made
And now, let's prepare our hearts and minds with this awesome anointed woman of God, Apostle Janet Wooten, out of Raleigh, North Carolina, with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. And now, here is Apostle Janet Wooten. Good evening, Apostle.
Good afternoon, each and every one of you. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, from whom all blessings flow. This is the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We know that Jesus said in John chapter 8 that he was the light of the world, and he that follow after him will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So we do apologize. You may hear some friction and some bumping, and we may go in and out. We were trying to get to our destination before the broadcast came on. So if you will bear with us, we'll get stationary in one moment. But we're just thankful to God for each and every one of you that have tuned in with us today. We pray that you had a blessed weekend, you were able to enjoy your family, and that that the joy of the Lord is your strength. We had a beautiful weekend. It may have been a little cool, but all in all, we had a beautiful weekend to enjoy with our family and with our friends. And we're just thankful to God for what he is doing in this season and in this hour. We want to give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to give honor to the NFI radio staff, to Reverend Kearney, to Apostle Barbara Watkins, and each and every one of you that have taken time out of your busy schedule to tune in to the Turn on the Light broadcast. There is a word from the Lord on today that he had placed in my spirit, and it's still in there. I've been trying to let it go, but it's such a word needed for such a time as this, as we're seeing so many things taking place in the world today, and so many things are going on in our own personal lives. And we know that the Bible is fulfilling itself each and every day. But a lot of the things that we are seeing and experiencing, there is an answer and a reason behind it. Yes, we know that Satan is our adversary, and he is the number one reason that we are seeing what we're seeing and going through the things we are going through. But however, there are other extenuating circumstances that have taken place in the lives of people. So I begin this broadcast with my own personal testimony. I had to go to the doctor to have an MRI done, and they wanted to look at my neck because when I was a young child, I injured my neck tumbling, and then in 1998, I injured my neck again when I fell and I knocked the disc out in my neck and in the back. And so they released a report of what they saw, and I saw some things up there. So I will Google and look at what it was that I read in the report, and they will put down explanations as well. And so they had talked about they saw some fluid. And the fluid probably was a result of a injury or a traumatic injury that happened in the body. And so when I began to think about that word traumatic, it stayed with me. And I said, that's interesting that, you know, whenever I fell in July of last year and I hit my head, and I said, that injury's still there. And so when I began to think about trauma, I began to study about it, and I found out that over 90% of adults in the United States have experienced some type of traumatic event at least once in their lives. And it went on to say that another 8 million people have PTSD at any given time. It went on to say that 7 to 8% of all adults, which is 1 in 13 people in this country, will develop PTSD. 10% of them will be women, whereas 4% are men. And so these, when I began to look at all of these statistics, and they were alarming to me because I was like, Wow, that's a lot. And it went on to talk about how trauma is a result from a major life event, like someone being in a combat zone, somebody being sexually assaulted, a natural disaster, even down to we hear talk of people having stress levels being high because of being in lockdown because of COVID. And so when you think about the reactions to a trauma, when trauma takes place, most people experience exhaustion, confusion, sadness, anxiety, agitation, numbness, disassociation, physiological situations, and the increased exhaustion in the body, which comes from worration and stress in people. And the more that you become more tense and constrict your muscles, that it will affect your muscles to the point that they will become ineffective. We're talking about trauma today because a lot of people are still walking around and experiencing and reliving some traumatic experience that have taken place in their life. Even down to it began to talk about how trauma can get stuck in the body. And when trauma gets stuck in the body, it does result in PTSD, but it also results in depression, in heart disease. It also makes people begin to develop unhealthy habits or unhealthy lifestyles, such as addictions, and such as people will start having imaginary friends. They try to do anything they can to cope with or to ease the pain or to release them from the traumatic experience they have had in their life. But I come to let you know today, we come to let you know that trauma to triumph. Mm-hmm. Even down to the Holy Spirit led me to the story of 2 Samuel chapter 13. You have read the Bible and you've heard the story told about how David had a daughter by the name of Tamar. And Tamar was Absalom's sister, and she was Amnon's half-sister. And her own half-brother Amnon fell in love with her to the point that the Bible said that he became sick, that he was so in love with her, his own half-sister. And so one day, even down to a friend of his told him, why don't you pretend like you're sick and tell your father, and your father help her to come to the house. And then that way you'll be able to do what it is that he wanted to do. And that's what it is. So David sent Tamar to the house. And when Tamar got there, she was cooking for her brother and trying to take care of her. But in the mix of everything that happened in that situation, the word of the Lord said that he began to express how he felt about her, and he wanted her to sleep with him. And she kept telling him, no, this thing should not be done in all of the land, because, you know, it was a sin. It was against the Mosaic law and the times. And so he took advantage of her. He overpowered her, and he raped his own sister. And after he had his way with her, the Bible goes on to say that he began to hate her. Same way that he loved her, it's turned into hate. After he had done what it was that he wanted to do, and he had her thrown out of the house, and she began to say, do not treat me this way. She said, this evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he did not even listen to her. He had her thrown out. And so she had worn a garment of many colors, because that was the demarcation of the virgins in the land. And she rent the coat of many colors that she had on, and she put sackcloth and ashes on her head, and she began to mourn to the point that Absalom asked her, did Amnon do something to you? And the Bible says that she spent the rest of her time in Absalom's house in desolation. What the traumatic experience that happened to Tamar not only affected her, it affected Amnon, it affected Absalom, because Absalom purposed in his heart to kill his brother Amnon because of what he had did to his sister. And it happens the same way with some of us, that when trauma is so extreme and it happened to us in such a way that we seek revenge, or we are
spend the rest of our time like Tamar in desolation, trapped in the trauma that has taken place in our lives. There are so many people in the house of God today, as well as in our families, as well as on our jobs, as well as in the world today, that have experienced some type of trauma. That's what the statistics says. And even down to it began to talk about how the body has a natural mechanism to handle trauma for a short time. It releases a hormone by the name of cortisol. And cortisol increases the sugars in the bloodstream, enhances your brain's use of glucose, and increases the availability of substances that repair tissue whenever there's a traumatic injury or something traumatic. But if it gets trapped in the body and the body holds on to the trauma, the cortisol that was used in a healthy way becomes toxic to the body. And that's what causes you to go into a depression. It causes you to have heart disease. Mm-hmm. But we're here to let you know today that you can go from trauma to triumph. There are so many people that are still reliving childhood traumas. And don't get us misunderstood, because there are some things that should never happen. We live in a world today that's riddled with sin. And because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, that people are doing whatever they can imagine, whatever they can think of, whatever they want to do. And there are some things that are going to happen, and there are some things that should never happen. Amnon should have never fell in love with his sister and wanted to sleep with her. Amnon should have never raped his sister. There are so many people that have experienced molestation, incest, rape, have experienced childhood abuse, domestic violence, for leaving them, being in a marriage where the person just up and walked out on them and left them in a desolate situation, trying to take care of children, trying to take care of themselves, trying to make ends meet. There are people on the streets today living homeless because of such a traumatic experience that had happened in their life. Even down to there are some people that when you go to try to take them to a shelter and go try to help them, they have trust issues. They don't trust anybody because of the things they have went through in their life. And we have people that are sitting in the house of God today. They don't trust anybody. They're suspicious of everybody. And when you live a life like that, even down to you don't even trust God to take care of you and to deliver you. But we serve a God, hallelujah, that cares about us. He tells us in his word to cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. And yes, I know that a traumatic experience is more than just something that you cast. It's hard for some people to overcome the things that had happened in their life. But I'm here to let you know that you can no longer relive those traumatic experiences. You can no longer allow the enemy to hold you in bondage because of the things that had happened unto you in childhood, in the past. And there are some people, if they would just take inventory and look at their life, as we talked about on last weekend, see how God has shown you his love, and God is trying to love all the hurt away. God has raised some people up into a place where you should be happy and thanking God for how God has come in and showed you his love, how he wanted to love all the hurt away, how he sent his son Jesus, glory be to God, that bore all our griefs and our sorrows, as Isaiah 53 said. And oh, glory be to God, that anything and everything that we would imagine and experience in this life that has happened to us, we serve a God that's already made a way of escape. No, we're not trying to make light of what has happened to you, because some people have really been in traumatic situations, even myself. Glory to God. In 1 year, I lost two close best friends that were just like sisters, and then lost my own natural sister at 3 deaths in 1 year.
Oh, glory to God. And when we lost our mother in 2016, my sister lost her husband in 2017 in January. We lost our mother in August, our brother-in-law and her husband in 2017 of January. Glory to God. Sometimes sickness in the body, going through a prolonged sick or disease can be a traumatic experience on you. And whatever happens to you affects others around you. But we're here to let you know today that you can move from trauma to triumph, that you don't have to allow the trauma. A lot of the drama that's in our life comes from the traumatic experiences that we have encountered.
Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. A lot of times, even down to we've been to doctors and taking tests, and they've run tests after tests, and they can't find nothing wrong with us. They don't know what has happened, what's going on in our bodies that will cause us to be experiencing headaches, experiencing anxiety, experiencing different situations where the doctors can't pinpoint it. But a lot of it is because of traumatic experiences that's trapped on the inside of our body that we have not released. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, shikaramasia. PTSD from witnessing, experiencing a shocking and dangerous and terrifying event. Oh, glory to God. Some people experience emotional detachment and avoidance of places and people and activities. Oh, some people can't sleep at night without taking medicine to go to sleep, feeling jumpy and feeling like something's going to happen any minute. They go into live a life that's paranoid. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we have a God that is well able, glory be to God, to deliver you and wants to deliver you today. Oh, only thing you got to do is cry out unto him and tell him everything. There's some things that happen to people. You have not told nobody about it. You have even down to shed it away in your mind that you don't even want to remember it until something comes along and push that button and you begin to relive the experience all over again. But we're here to let you know today that there is a God that come to set you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. There are some people that have chosen that I will never forgive. The perpetrators, the people that have attacked me, the people have done these things into me. They have introduced all of this trauma in my life. I would never forgive them. I would never let them go. I cannot let them off the hook. I cannot let them get away with what they have done to me. But the only thing that you need to come to a realization about is that you're holding your own self back. You're holding your own self in bondage, and you're leaving a door open, giving the enemy access to come in, and every time something happened, you begin to relive way back a long time ago, even down to my own mother. Her mother got pregnant at 13 years old, and she died in childbirth having her, and she had to go and live with other family members, and they took, back in those days, they would take in their family. They wouldn't let them go to foster homes or let them go to nursing homes. And she had another cousin whose mother walked out on them, and she left them with just a bowl of cereal and a bottle of milk, a young baby, and three to four other children, left them in the house by themselves. And when my mom and them used to call the welfare Mr. Future, that Mr. Future would almost got them until family would come to get them and raise them up all together. But there will be times when we'll be looking at a movie or something on TV, and my mother would relive all the things that happened in her life. Well, my mama had high blood pressure, and it affected her heart, and she ended up dying because she had congested heart failure, and the fluid had got up into her stomach, got up into her lungs, and she could not survive. Glory to God. But I'm here to let you know today that does not have to be the end of your story. That don't have to be the end of your life. Glory to God. Because Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You have allowed the enemy to rob and steal you of your joy, of your peace. Mm-hmm. Oh, glory to God. But we serve a God that is here today that is just a whisper away, just away, that wants to come in and love all the hurt away. Oh, glory be to God. It's time to let go and let God have his way in your life, to let go. Release people out of your spirit. Release those situations out of your mind and your heart. And I'm not saying it like it's just easy. I'm not saying it like you just put a piece of paper in a drawer and push and close the drawer and you don't see the paper anymore. But I'm talking about a God that can come in and he can remove things out of your memory. He can erase the past, and he has a future for you. He knows the thoughts and plans that he have for you. Thoughts of peace and not able to bring you to an expected end. You don't have to live wrapped in trauma, but you can go from trauma to triumph on today. Yes, you can overcome. You can get over how that man walked out on you, how you help other people, but when you needed help, it seemed like nobody wanted to help you. Glory to God. But we have a high priest that is not so high that he cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmity. But we can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy in our time of need. And only thing God wants you to do is to cry out unto him and ask to help you. Glory be to God. There come a time in our lives that there are things that we must confront in order for us to move on in the things in life. In order for us, there are some people, you are married and you got a good spouse. You got a good husband. You got a good wife. You got beautiful children. But because of the trauma you held on to from a past experience and encounter, you cannot even enjoy the life that God has given you. You can't even love your children or love that significant other that's trying their best to stay in your life and to love you. But because of things from the past, because of the trauma that has invaded your life, you can't let the trauma go to see how God has brought you into a place of triumph, a place of victory. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. But God wants you to know today, that you can move from trauma to triumph. You don't have to keep reliving those situations and circumstances over and over and over and over again. Hallelujah. If you would just let go and let God have his way on today, if you would just trust him with your trouble, trust him, just trust him. He won't tell nobody. You can tell him. If you would just shut up and go to God, fall down on your knees, if you have to cry, if you have to walk from room to room, whatever it is, he said, you would just cry out to me, if you would just give it to me, you just bring it to me, just bring it to me, just come unto me, all ye that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just give it to me. Give it all to me. Just give it to me. I want it. Glory to God. I took it on 2,000 years ago. But just give it to me. Lay all at my feet. Glory to God. Just cry out to me on today. Talk to me. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And allow me to work a work in you. Allow me to do a new thing in you. Glory to God. Allow me to pull out that hurt, that anger, that bitterness, that envy, that jealousy, that strife. Oh, bashaka ramaska ramasata yana masia. Let me pull it out of you. Glory to God. Let me take it. Let me take it. You can't carry it no longer. You can't deal with no longer. Suicide is not an option for you. It's not an option. It's not a way out. You can't escape it. Drugs, you can't escape it. Drinking, you can't escape it. Having different partners, you can't escape it. Living a careless and carefree life, you can't escape it. What happened? I want to take it from you. I want to take it.
I want if you would just give it to me. If you will only trust me. If you would just give it to me. Give it to me. I want to massage your aching heart. I want to cup the tears in the palm of my hand. Oh, Shanana Mosia. Oh, Koramaseke Moshana Masia. Hallelujah. I came to set the captives free and set at liberty them that's been bruised, those that have been wounded. Iko Mama Shata. Give you the oil of joy for your mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Give it to me. Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, God, for everyone that will embrace this word on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said for us to cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us. Father, you said in your word, God, that, Lord, that you are not so high that you cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. You said in your word, God, hallelujah, that you bore all our griefs and our sorrows. Father, you said in your word that we can come to you. And here we are. We stand before you right now, God, asking you to take the pain away, God. Heal every hurt. Heal every wound, God, from the past, from every past traumatic experience, oh, God. Shift the mindsets of your people that it will move from trauma to triumph in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God, Lord, that you were not only healed but make us whole, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dispatch your angels on assignment to minister to that person that's on their knees right now, to that one that's on their stomach, that's laying prostrate before you, to that one that's crying in their room right now, to that one that's screaming at the top of their lungs, to that one that's walking the floor, to that one, God, that's crying out for you, God, asking you to take it. Lord, take it. Take it. Take it, God. Take it. Take it away, God. Take it away, God. Every hindrance, every hurt, take it away. Take it away. And shut every door, God, of the enemy, God, in the name of just giving the enemy access to keep running in and out, to keep making us replay the drama over and over and over again in our minds. Take it away, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, yes, God, yes, God. Today, God, help us today, Lord Jesus, because if you don't move, Lord, we don't know what we're going to do. Help that young boy, God. Help that young girl, God, that's experiencing bullying, that's experiencing, God, being molested by their own mother, own father, own sister and brother, God. That's, oh, God, shift them, Lord. Help them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they can talk to you, that they can find comfort and strengthen you today, God, in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to go from trauma to triumph. We can't do it on our own, Lord, but we need your help. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for it all, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This has been the Turn on the Light broadcast, where we are illuminating the world with the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants to rewrite the ending of your story. And if you can trust him, you will realize you're not at the end, but you're at the beginning. That your latter days can be greater than the former. Give it to him. He wants it. Give it to him. Let him take it. God, to bless you is our prayer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you would like to email us, it's jwooten6914@gmail.com. You can call us at 919-709-1886. Find us on Facebook, Janet Gail Wooten Evangelist in parentheses. But reach out to us. God, to bless you is our prayer. We pray that this word has impacted your life, that you will make up in your mind today that the band-aids are coming off, the reserve sign, the keep-out sign is coming down, and that, God, I need you to come in. Not just heal me, but make me whole. Shift my life from trauma to triumph. Amen.
Been listening to Apostle Janet Wooten out of Raleigh, North Carolina with Turn on the Light radio broadcast. Be sure to join her every Monday at 1 o'clock p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Until Monday, God's doing a work in you. Stay blessed.
Frank Williams, I will trust in the Lord. largest wave you have. In love. You got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord. Wait a minute. In the Lord. Bring it down one more time. In the Lord. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down. He would tell you. He would say, yeah. Lord, yeah. He was saying in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight. But we got James Moore here, and I can tell you God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. Ah! In the law. Come on, choir. In the law. In the law. Can you help us say it? In the law. In the law.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in, we've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Somebody out there, maybe it'll work.
know when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then old man Paul picked it up in Philippians 4 and 19 and said that he would supply all of our needs. That God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And all we have to do today is just go to him and ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you ask him, he will give it. Now, if we're going to be missionaries for Christ and messengers, we'll have to go from here. And we'll have to share this love that Christ gave to every one of us. To every one of us. And show someone the Lord. And show someone the Lord. And help them find their way.
Came in. Yeah, he did it for me, y'all. not spreading religiosity, but I'm flowing with heaven's velocity, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy. No longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being free from induced conformity. I'm waking up from the pseudo-reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, I was my worst enemy. When I'm under that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors, dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walk in dominion. That's why I win.
Yeah. This time, I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The past and people had me undermined, the Lord. My false prayers and with things they were told. It seemed there was no hope for my own restored. It's with the face of how the enemy assaults. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally healed, to me your glory's revealed. The healing is the spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear.
This time,
I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love hard.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time, this time. I'm not going away.
This time,
I won't run and hide.
This time,
I won't compromise.
This time,
I'm gonna love harder.
This time,
I'm gonna live smarter.
This time,
I'm gonna be even bolder.
This time,
this time,
this time,
this time.
Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. I gotta run on. I gotta run. Somebody I gotta make 100. I gotta make 100. The hill get high, but that's alright. I got to run on. Valleys get low, I got to run on. Can't see my way, but I got to run on. The load get heavy, I got to run on. Can't see my way, but I got to run on. Yes.
The black.